On to basketball, of course, another banner year, winning the 3A state championship, four state titles in 5 years. You lose four seniors, starters off that team, but you do return some experience back. Not a lot of points, but some that are capable of scoring quite a few points. And, of course, Bo Hess, one of the stars that's returning, and a few other role players that are going to be moving up into that. How's the progression for the basketball team been this summer?
Yeah, we lost another starter with Matt Jenkins moving also, so... You know, that's definitely a hit because he'd really come a long way. And then probably between Bo, Dylan Hutchins, and Matt Jenkins, so those three guys had put in the most time and effort into the gym to make the improvements. So, you know, it's a big hit for us with Matt at the point guard. But, you know, Bo's come a long ways. And we played a lot of games in the month of June. We probably played, you know, 30-some. And, you know, it was kind of what you expected. It was, you know, hot and cold. It was a... you know, on and off as far as, you know, our ability to play well. You know, once again, you know, Harvest kind of played an impact as far as, you know, knocking some people out of a couple tournaments and, you know, one of the summer league nights. But, you know, we had some things that looked really well, and we had some things that looked pretty bad. So, you know, probably a typical summer for most people. But, you know, we have a long ways to go before we're even going to be above the 500 mark. And, you know, our guys have to buy in a little bit better with individual workouts. And, you know, they're going to get the opportunity to play. It's up to them to, you know, kind of show what they can do once they get out there.
There's maybe one or two things maybe that caught your eye that was kind of surprising, a pleasant surprise that maybe you weren't expecting to see. What were maybe some of those things that really popped out?
Oh, part of it might be, you know, our opportunity to score a bunch of points in a row. You know, we'd go on some, you know, pretty nice runs, but then we'd go cold, and the same guys were knocking down shots, you know, for a seven-minute period. Well, it would not make a shot for the next 7 minutes. You know, that's one thing that comes with individual working in the gym is developing that consistency with your shot and confidence in your shot, and also the confidence to take and make the shot. You know, that's one thing that a lot of our guys, and you know, it's hard to blame them because, you know, they're so busy with being three-sport, you know, athletes. You know, the summertime, you know, when I had, you know, my guys playing as far as, you know, Brett and Trey, you know, we kind of pushed them, go play baseball during the summer. Well, you know, Brett played baseball for a long time. You know, Trey did not. And, you know, summertime is baseball time. So, I mean, I'm not going to harp on those guys for, you know, spending as much time on baseball as they do the basketball. But, you know, when it comes to basketball season, you know, some of those repetitions are going to be missing that we've had before by some of those guys. So, you know, it's you know, could be a real interesting year. I mean, there's going to be some nights where we look really good, and there's going to be some nights that we look really, really bad. So, you know, hopefully the good nights outweigh the bad.